CAL FIRE will be conducting a prescribed burn tomorrow, Thursday, November 14th, in Neyland. KMA News interviewed Paul Savona, a CAL FIRE battalion chief, earlier today about the benefits and risks of prescribed burns. Paul, tomorrow, CAL FIRE is planning a prescribed burn in Humboldt County, if you want to give the listeners some details.
Correct. So tomorrow we do have a planned prescribed burn. It's going to be 6 miles east of the community of Neyland, up there kind of by the airport area. It's about 140 acres in size maximum. So we're going to try and get what we can. A lot of the fuel moistures have actually come up, and we haven't been able to get the acreage that we've been looking for. But the goal is 140 acres, and it's going to take one day is the plan. And the burns are, you know, they have multiple benefits. So ideally, you know, they're going to be for vegetation management and hazardous fuels reduction. But it's also going to help enhance the health of native plant communities, aid in the control of non-native plant species. So we're going after things like Medusa head grasses, scotch broom, things like that. And it's going to protect and enhance oak woodland habitat for animal species and obviously assist in fuel reduction. So people will see smoke in the area, as well as there's going to be an increase in fire-related traffic. So we just ask that everybody be careful and when, you know, going through the area, and they will see smoke and additional traffic. If anybody does have any questions, they can call the CAL FIRE PIO line at 707-726-1285. I know that's the first time I've said it, but we do encourage people to call if they do have questions related to that.
Can you give additional information on the exact location of the prescribed burn?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be near the Neyland Airport in kind of in that area. So near our Neyland Helitac base, right around there.
The last time we spoke about a prescribed burn, I believe, in the Bridgeville area, there were a lot of concerned community members reaching out, explaining their concern of a wildland fire due to prescribed burns, if you have any comments.
I have. You know, I had multiple people actually call as recently as last night. I was on the phone until about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night with some concerned citizens. But I'd like people to know that it is done professionally. We do have all the control lines are in place. We do it when there's certain prescriptions in place. So it's going to meet relative humidity in the environment as well as fuel moisture content. We are going to have multiple fire apparatus there, such as fire engines, hand crews, water tenders, and even aircraft will be available for us to assist in this burning. We do not anticipate any problems along with it. And really, even though it is dry outside this time of year, we've actually had some difficulty with the green grass actually underneath some of the drier fuels. And we're not getting the burning that we want to this time of the year. So a lot of people said, hey, it's really dry now. We haven't had rains. You know, they're concerned for their safety. And I do understand their concerns, and just want to let people know that we are doing it safely with multiple resources, and it has to meet something called the prescription, and it has to meet multiple different environmental factors prior to us starting the burn. So, it should be fine. The plan is obviously for it to go well, and we'll just utilize those resources to achieve those goals that I spoke of earlier.
Is there anything else you think the public should know at this time?
With that, you know, we do encourage people to treat the fuels around their house. So we are allowing people to conduct that vegetation burning, pile burning around their structures. Just please ensure that they have the proper permits. They have an adult at scene and water and hand tools to suppress the fire should it escape. But we do encourage that with the appropriate permits. And if anybody has any concerns, they can call their local CAL FIRE station. And just if people do see a fire, call 911.
Again, that was Paul Savona, a CAL FIRE battalion chief, discussing the details of the prescribed burn scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, November 14th, in Neyland. Any community members with additional questions can call Savona at 707-726-1285.